This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This final note on the way out today, something to bear in mind, perhaps on a Friday or a Saturday night. There was a study out in the American Journal of Epidemiology last week that shows Uber doesn't actually lead to the reduction in drunk driving that a lot of people thought it might. There is some research, academic and anecdotal, that does show a slight drop in people who shouldn't getting behind the wheel. But the common denominator appears to be this in all the studies. People who have had a couple too many have to decide between paying for an Uber and fighting the impulse to just drive themselves home. And you know what happens to the impulse after you've had a couple. So be safe out there, all right?